ADP.
What up?
You know, the world got scammed a little bit this week.
Damn, what happened?
Oh, we gonna tell you. This one's for the scammers! What up, dude?
What's the deal?
We took 2 weeks off because we needed it.
And we back, though. Hey, we missed y'all, man. I ain't even gonna stunt, man.
Yes, we did.
We missed y'all.
Definitely missed
y'all. I miss you, bro.
I miss you, family.
I miss you, too, my guy.
Yeah, we had, you know, like, we had two chill weekends.
Yeah.
We spent some time with people that we knew.
100%.
And
celebrated some birthdays, man.
Celebrated some birthdays.
You know, I wasn't 30 the last time I talked to y'all.
You weren't.
I wasn't 30.
How does it feel to be 30?
Man, I'm blessed.
Hey.
I'm blessed. But, you know, I have a different perspective, man.
What's the perspective?
Everything matters.
That's real.
Everything matters. Everything matters.
That's very
real. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just, you know, speaking of birthdays today, is, you know, y'all know her as Kirsten. I know her as Shayna.
What up, though?
Today's her birthday. Shout out to her.
It's her 30th birthday.
Our Good News Radio family member. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. Happy birthday to her. Happy 30th.
You can go check out the rerun of the episode where her and Moni came on.
Yes.
The ladies of Never Not Extra came, they came on.
And it was a great show.
It was great.
It was a great show.
And that was a very extra show.
it was very Never Not Extra.
Yeah, if you got sensitive ears, don't listen to it.
You know, shout out to my auntie. She celebrated her birthday last Sunday. You know,
she knows who she is. You know what today is for me?
What's today?
Today is my 5-year Californiversary.
Welcome.
This is the day my mama literally dropped me off, like, to the actual day.
We appreciate
on a Friday 5 years ago.
That's a win.
Yeah.
Why, real quick, LA though?
Oh man. So initially though, she did drop me off in San Diego and I did San Diego for a year.
Okay.
But why LA? So I came up like that year, that was what, 2016? Yeah, 2016. I came out to LA, my first time ever. And very long story short, I fell in love with the energy of the city.
Okay.
I fell in love with it. I like the weather, obviously. I knew there was mad opportunities for what I wanted in life, you know, career-wise. Lifestyle, you know, all those different things. Uh-oh.
What's up, OG?
Uh-oh. The boss calling.
Oh, I just did it right now because I was about to crack open this brewski.
What?
All right, bro.
What'd he say?
Hey, my dog was just looking out for me, bro. He said my mic is muted.
Oh.
But I just muted it. But can you hear me now? Keith, if you can hear me now, send me a text message. Or, yeah, send me a text message if you can hear me now.
Wow. All right, well.
Keevy, if you can hear me, text me now. Can you hear me in your headphones?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. You're on, because that's because you're on mic 2. You're usually on mic 1.
This is mic 1.
Yeah.
Right here. This is mic 2.
Yeah. You muted mic 2. Mic two was just muted. And I unmuted it.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you can hear me. Oh yeah, I can hear myself now.
Yeah. You're usually on 1.
I'm usually on 1. No.
There you
go. I usually use a mic for 1. I mean a headset for 1. But I always use a mic for 2.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It's been a while.
Well, great show, everybody.
Do I sound better now though?
Yeah.
Mic check 1. Because
I can still hear you through that one.
Through this one.
Yeah, I could. I was.
Oh, able you to were. Hear. Oh, I got you. Yeah. I got you. Okay, I'm solid now. For sure.
Cool.
Appreciate you, my brother.
My mother can hear you too.
What's up, moms?
She can hear you loud.
How you doing, moms?
Awesome. Here you go. Crack this open. Cheers, fool. Nice little blooper.
I just want y'all to hear that. Hey, but look, y'all see, we keep it a stack all the way through, man. We not stunning nothing. You know what I'm saying?
This is not perfection yet.
We gonna keep it going. I mean, it ain't never gonna be perfect.
Yeah, it is. Because we live in L.A. and we strive for Kobe greatness.
Hey, even Kobe was flawed, and I love him.
And he won 5 championships.
100%.
And MVP.
But how you been, bro? How was your week?
Man, but I tell you.
Let's talk about it briefly.
This week at work. It was grueling.
Yeah?
It's the end of the month, and you just hauling to hit your sales numbers and sales quotas, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's just other like little nuances and details that have to get done too.
Right.
And the situation I'm in, I am inheriting my own territory.
And I'm learning it.
Is this
the territory that you were trained in?
Not at all.
Okay, gotcha.
My territory spans from East Hollywood to Beverly Hills.
Right. I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
You got the trickiest territory.
It's actually not even that tricky now. Like, I understand the area.
Yeah.
It's just like you have the store managers and owners and things like that. So getting to learn them without necessarily a proper introduction has been fun.
Mm-hmm.
People figuring out, all right, who the hell am I? Am I going anywhere anytime soon? Because apparently that's been a thing. It's like, yeah. No, we trying to keep.
So they want some consistency.
Yeah, I do too.
Some longevity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and also, I took my second vaccine shot yesterday, and I'm tired as crap today.
Hey, salute to you for taking that step, bro.
I can go home.
Mom,
y'all hear that?
Mom, you hear that?
I can come home.
Mom.
Let me home.
You see I'm supporting it. You see I'm supporting it.
Let me back.
You see I'm supporting it.
You are. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me back.
Shout out to my boy's employer. They supplied us with the cacti.
The cacti, baby. Shout out to Travis Scott.
Cacti.
And
shout out to all my H-Towners, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is.
713.
Y'all know what it is. But that's a win, bro. I mean, you know, you got through the week though.
Yeah. And last week, this drink here was coming out, and like that was the focus every fucking day.
I mean, 7% alcohol. It's not gonna do too much to you.
It can. It actually can.
It has the potential, as does all things.
Yeah. If you like are on an empty stomach, oh yeah, no, it can tear you up.
Good thing I had some nachos.
I had some mac and cheese.
Fire.
Fire.
But as y'all see, man, we got to do our check-ins, man. We got to check in on one another, make sure we solid, you know. It's been a great week, you know what I'm saying? It's been a, you know, the week initially started off kind of slow. But, it picked up. It was all good.
And then Tuesday happened.
Tuesday. What was Tuesday?
Derrick Jackson happened on Tuesday.
Oh, that dude. Yeah. It's funny, bro, because I know you've seen the calendar that highlights these last 3 months with the characters that.
Yes.
Yeah, I know y'all done seen that. Each month so far this year, we've had a certain character, you know, do some wild things.
Very wild.
You know but what
like,
I mean?
The thing with the Derrick Jackson thing is so funny. It's so funny.
I'm just tripping because they pulled up his stats, bro. His college stats.
That was great. Because he went to Tuskegee. Was a tight end. I thought he was a DN.
He got no burn. Not even special teams burn.
Like, no.
Like, he got nothing.
He got one catch for 11 yards.
Shout out to that first down, though.
Yes. Unless it was like a second and 15.
Bro, why you doing like that? Let him have it.
No.
Let him have it.
No. No.
But
I'm here for these jokes.
But now, look, Pete. So something I was reading today, bro. And I told you we was going to have to bring this up. So I was reading something on Deshaun Watson, bro, that was posted by the Undefeated.
Hot button. Here
and
we go.
And they talked about how is what. Are the allegations true? What type of person is he?
Yeah.
As a media person, you never really get to know them in the media. You only get to know them in the media. You don't really know them as a real person. So, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I think those allegations are the complete opposite of his character. But I don't know him personally. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never met Deshaun Watson. That's not my homeboy.
Yeah.
But being that, you know, he's had a clean slate up to when he decided that he wanted to trade, it's just a little fishy to me. It's a little, you know what I'm saying? It raises my eyebrows, both of them.
Yes, it is fishy. The different pieces of this puzzle that keep coming together, like the attorney defending the plaintiffs. I don't even know how many it is now. I think it's like 14.
It's up to 20 now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's up to 20.
Said attorney, I can't think of his name. He has a funny name. He lives in the same community as the Texans owners.
Who, if I'm not mistaken,
the McNair family,
is friends of his.
Allegedly, they're friends. On his accord, he has made a public statement saying that, like, they're not friends.
Of course he did. You know me. I'm coming with all that.
For sure. For sure.
You know me.
Yeah. And it's just, yes, and the time span between all of these allegations is literally only a year.
Yeah.
Between last March and this month.
And now.
Yeah.
20 massages.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
Also, one of the complaints, one of the plaintiffs alleges that Deshaun went into her DMs on Instagram and requested her services.
Cool. So y'all suing him for shooting his shot in the DM? If this really occurred, he ain't do nothing to you, but he shot his J in the DM.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
Trying to say what's up to somebody DM.
That's wrong.
Oh no, it's not wrong. I've done it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's regular. That's regular. That's every day. Come on, son. Like,
it's very regular.
Let's keep it a stack, bro. I think that because Deshaun wanted out, the owner, you know what I'm saying, clearly didn't want, like, you know, you and me. This is us. Yeah. Or this is me and you work for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think that, I mean, it's really sad to see Deshaun kind of go through this. You know, I visited his IG page recently just to see if he had still been kind of just being himself. I'm not even going to say being active, but just being himself and posting. He hasn't posted anything in a while, bro.
Yeah.
And I think if we reflect on his upbringing, what he been through, if you guys may not be familiar, but
Warwick Dunn
has been buying families homes and putting families in homes for years.
But there's a catch to that.
Well, regardless though, Deshaun Watson's family was in a certain situation. You know what I'm saying? They were in an unfortunate situation, and the Warwick Dunn Foundation, I'm not sure what the name is, but nonetheless, Warwick Dunn's organization put Deshaun Watson and his family into a home, and was able to, you know, accommodate them, you know, for whatever during the and if I'm not mistaken, this was during the time like Katrina had hit, around that time frame.
I think it was, yeah, like
05, 06, 07, in that range.
Something like that, yeah. When he was playing for the Falcons.
When he was still an active player for the Falcons. And so Deshaun Watson came from humble beginnings. You know what I'm saying? He got his opportunity to go to Clemson. He was the starter there. He never had any off-the-field troubles there. You know what I'm saying? He gets into the league. He just finished year five?
It was like
year four or five. He just finished year four or five. And to this point, he never had any type of off-the-field negativity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, you know, he's vocal about not being involved in them hiring a new staff. And then, you know, ultimately requests a trade, or, you know, verbalizes that he wants to be traded because he feels betrayed by the organization. And then here we are a few months after that, all of a sudden,
all hell broke loose.
You know, these accusations arrive. So it's just,
the timing of it is bad.
It's very, yeah, it's very iffy. You know what I'm saying? It's very trippy. And, you know, Lord willing, I mean,
I hope that they aren't true.
Right. I don't think they are, personally. I don't think they are. But, of course, being that this is a legal matter, anything can happen with the situation. I mean, because at the end of the day, even if it's not true, I feel like his name is still going to have a little stain on it.
For sure.
Because he's, you know, because he has this type of situation behind him. As well as he played for the Texans this past year during this COVID season, you know, he decided he, you know, he want to get out of there. The Texans weren't really doing nothing. They weren't competing, mm-hmm. especially defensively. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have, they couldn't do nothing. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And he still did his part. But, you know, he has to endure this process. And, you know, prayers out to him, you know what I'm saying? Whatever situation, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? I know at the end of the day, professional athletes are people. You know what I'm saying? Just because mm-hmm. they got money don't mean it changes them being, you know, humans. You know what I'm saying?
It amplifies it.
Exactly.
Money amplifies who you
so,
are.
So, you know, I just, you know, he's gonna persevere through this, Lord willing. You know, things work in a positive way, you know, for him. But
yep.
it's just unfortunate that because he wanted out, all of a sudden this happens. You know what I'm saying? We just saw Matthew Stafford get traded. We seen Mitch Trubisky get traded. We seen Russell Wilson, you know, lobby for his, you know, his career as well.
He trying to get out of there.
Yeah, he's still trying to get out of there and all these things. But, you know, that Texans, honestly, me personally, if I was a pro player, I wouldn't want to play for the Texans, just given the history of the owner. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we see D-Hop got out of there, you know, and their owner is known to be.
Yes. You're talking about their former owner, Bob McNair, who's now dead, and the team's not run by his son.
Correct.
Yeah.
His blood. You know, so.
There's stories about the son.
So it's like.
And it's funny.
It just trips me out, bro, because if I got drafted to the Texans, I'll be Eli Manning. And if y'all know sports, y'all know what that means.
Hey, San Diego ended up with Phillip Rivers.
Blessings.
Kind of. The Giants got two Super Bowls out of it.
Straight drop. Yeah.
They got two Super Bowls.
And they beat the Eagles. I mean, not the Eagles. They beat New England twice.
They did on the luckiest catches of all effing time.
Hey, it's not luck. It's divine purpose. It was supposed to happen that way.
Okay, Derrick Jackson.
Don't you ever call me that man. How could you?
Oh, because you know
he's
what?
So trash for that.
He is.
Bro, he's so trash. Like, how you got your wife in her bonnet on IG Live or whatever. You're recording her, whatever. You posted it.
Mind you, though. Okay, so that was the video, but apparently there was a video before that one that didn't go so well, and they redid it. And like, oh, man. And then he did another video because somebody jumped in the comments like, hey, I want you to critique that video of yourself. And then he did it in third person.
Listen, bro.
The scamming is real.
This guy is a bozo. He bro, that's your wife, bro. You don't got to post nothing like on social media. Like, why did you feel obligated to post a public apology? Who cares?
You ain't that famous.
And then it don't even matter if you famous. Nobody cares, bro.
Yeah,
like,
not for real.
Keep that in house. Like, that's what happened. Even if it came out publicly that happened, mm-hmm. it happened. Handle that shit at the crib.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Why you got to put that on social media? Because now you just embarrassed your wife. Because now she's sitting here next to you. You're gripping her hands, bro. You're keeping her from going to the restroom.
The way he gripped her hands, I swear she lost some circulation.
Bro, she was livid after that. Listen, he ain't get no kisses after that video, bro. She left. She went to her homegirl crib or her mama crib.
Wait,
she left.
Did you see her solo video?
I didn't watch it. I seen she posted one, but I didn't watch it. What did she say? Was she defending him?
No.
Okay, good.
She wasn't defending him.
And she don't got to bash him though.
She didn't even bash him.
She came from
the standpoint of. She was really Bible thumping forgiveness.
Mm.
That's what it was. And, you know, not to say that it's wrong or you shouldn't use biblical principles as a tool to help you forgive somebody for a situation or forgive yourself or something. I'm not saying not to do that. I've done it myself. Do it often. I also don't make videos about it. It was just preachy. It was preachy, and she didn't say anything with conviction. Like, I didn't believe her. So we just getting scammed by this couple.
Check this out, bro.
I was, and I'm using this story to ask you a sports question about scamming.
Oh, go ahead.
No, say your thing.
No. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh, because this is going to be fire. Say it.
No, hell no. It was regular. Go ahead.
Oh, you going to tell me at the show?
I promise it was nothing. Like, oh. I was just going to say some shit about that, but go ahead.
All right.
So what's your question?
You working with high school, you know, football players.
Go Gauchos.
Shout out.
Yeah.
And in the world of college sports, and in this particular case, college football,
yeah,
we know coaches to be scammers in their own right.
Too shy.
What have you seen coaches tell young men to get them to come to their school?
Listen, I'm still in the profession, okay? So I'm gonna keep it real regular.
All right, cool.
So my whole,
don't get fired.
My whole thing when it comes to like recruiting and coaching, especially at the college level, is transparency. I think that it's too frequently that we come across coaches that sell a kid a dream, and the kid gets there and it's nothing like what was explained to him.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to that, it's like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? You got to fill a roster. You know what I'm saying? You got to fill these scholarships, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But one thing that I think, is lacked from a large amount of programs, mm-hmm, is understanding what type of culture you want for your program.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if I'm a head coach, right,
mm-hmm,
or even if I'm a recruiting coordinator,
yeah,
and I'm understanding of the culture that we need here at this program in order to succeed, then those are the type of guys I'm gonna go for. If I'm going for the type of guys that I see fit for the program, then it's not going to be a situation in which a kid comes to my program and wants out, so to speak, because I did my due diligence and I determined that this kid was a fit for this program in whatever capacity, mm-hmm, whether he's a starter, he's second string, or he's a special teams guy, or he's a locker room guy that I know is going, you know what I'm saying, benefit the kids at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to that, when you think of it in that perspective, I think where a lot of coaches get caught up in is, one, especially smaller programs, bro. They're looking for the bounce back. They're looking for a bounce back kid, you know what I'm saying, that basically didn't make it at a D1 school, whether
for sure
it was grades or, you know, lack of playing time. And then two, you get a kid that is leaving JUCO and doesn't have the grades to go D1.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for that diamond in the rough at your Division II NAIA school.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or even the FCS school, D1.
Oh, yeah. So when it comes to those type of situations, rather than just seeing the kid from, oh, you came from Rutgers University, you about to come here to West Virginia State.
Mm-hmm.
On paper, I see you came from Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
You got no burn at Rutgers. You didn't have the coaches didn't really, you know what I'm saying, interact with you at Rutgers.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying, other than your position coach, of course. But because you came from Rutgers,
yeah,
I want you here at West Virginia State.
Yeah.
No, that shouldn't be the case. Cause just cause you came from Rutgers doesn't mean you a fit for my program.
For sure.
It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So I think when it comes to that, coaches look more at the, you know what I'm saying, they looking more at the bio. Yeah. Than they are at the person. You yeah. know what I'm saying? They trying to see where you came from before they actually know who you are.
Yeah.
Now on the flip side, you could come from Rutgers, may have got no burn, but you're a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
You just lack opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now you come from Rutgers to West Virginia State, you know, as this type of kid, and damn, I see your work ethic. I'm curious to know why you didn't see the field. So then I'm doing my due diligence. I'm tapping in with your coaches, or I'm looking at the roster like, oh, well, damn, they had juniors and seniors at your position.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And these were dudes. So that's the only reason you didn't get no opportunity. So it's like when it comes to that, I think the also another thing is amongst coaches is competition. Because we see that the top recruiters are ranked, bro. Throughout college football, they're ranked.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They get ranked. They get, you know what I'm saying, certain accolades as recruiters. So, of course, program to program, it's a competition.
Oh, yeah.
And if you operate in within that, it does nothing for the kid. You know, because now this kid is just a number because you don't want this school to get him. But you already know you got five, six, seven kids in his position.
And I've seen that firsthand.
That happens all the time.
I've seen that firsthand.
That happens all the time. And it's foul, bro. It's foul. It is. You know what I'm saying? But
because you don't want to lose to him.
And that's all it is. You don't want to. You at Arizona State. I'm at SC.
Yep.
This kid from he go to Venice.
Yep.
He a baller. You know what I'm saying? I done interacted with the kid multiple times because he's in my city.
Yeah.
I done been in his games. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. But you like, you know you got you 7-8 deep upperclassmen at his position. But you like, hell no, nah, SC ain't about to get him. Yeah. Nah, that's out.
Come here.
Snatch him right up. So what he do when he get to ASU? He special shit. Teams riding the bench.
On the bench.
Straight like that. But what's that doing for the kid? Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
And the cold part about it, I'm still in his back pocket because I'm texting. I was like, man, you should have came rock with us. You know what I'm saying? We lost three transfers. You'd have been playing right now.
Transfer portal.
That's exactly what he going to do. That transfer portal big right now.
Yep.
And it's crazy.
It keeps people on pace.
It sucks. It sucks. But that's my take on that, though. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like coaches need to be more genuine. And it's not every coach, of course, you know, that's taking advantage of the kids or being very competitive in how they recruit, which they should be. You got to be, you know, competitive in recruiting, but be realistic. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't just take advantage of the kid because you know your rival school or a school in your conference is trying to get the kid. Nah, it shouldn't be like that. The kid... The opportunity and the value of the kid, it's himself, mm-hmm. him or herself, should be more than you know what I'm saying, trying to go against your rival or trying to go against an in-conference school.
Yeah. It's a Grammy game, dog. It's a Grammy game.
It's a business.
That too.
It's a business, bro. Kids are numbers. For real. Kids are numbers.
Ooh, that can get me into an entire different tangent about people being numbers.
They're numbers, bro.
But they're not.
But they are to them.
Well, yeah.
Trust me, I've been in them meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in them meetings.
But in life, but life itself, you know, big business treats the everyday person as a number.
Oh, yeah, regular. Duh.
Yeah. And they shouldn't.
Come on, bro. We're employees. We're a number.
Yeah.
We a number.
Don't get me started. I'm gonna put the soapbox
straight
away.
Like that.
I'm gonna put the soapbox away for another day.
It's cool. Let's talk about this NFL free agency though.
Alright.
We seen the Ravens finally got them a receiver, man. They signed Sammy Watkins, bro.
Here's the thing about the Ravens though. If you're like a good wide receiver, I'm not going there. Cause you're going there to block.
Bro, I tweeted today, I said no receiver wants to play for the Ravens.
Because you go there to block.
I'm going, bro.
Unless you're Anquan Boldin, who can do both.
But still, come on. If I'm Anquan Boldin, you think I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to probably get 25 catches? No. Them is college numbers. 25 catches, 800 yards. Random.
Oh, shit. That's all deep passes.
Yeah, like, because I had to go deep, bro. I had to.
Yo, like, why Juju didn't go to Kansas City?
Juju didn't go to Kansas City because he felt like he left a stain in Pittsburgh.
What stain?
Come on, bro. He was supposed to be the heir to Antonio Brown.
Man.
He was supposed to be the heir to Antonio Brown. Yes. So he took a prove it deal to stay at home.
And to stay with Roethlisberger, who ain't worth a damn anymore.
I ain't going to lie. If I was Juju... Because I think he had KC on him.
It was between KC and Baltimore.
But he had other teams on him too, though.
Yeah, but it came down to like them two.
I done went to KC, bro.
Yeah.
Because he'd have been that dude.
He'd come in to be the number one receiver. He'd have been that dude. Or number two.
Because honestly, bro, KC's number one is
Tyreek.
Yeah.
And the thing with Pittsburgh wide receivers, unless you are just that good, a la Antonio Brown, before him, Hines Ward. Everybody else that comes out of Pittsburgh ends up being like, they're a number one somewhere else, but they really deserve to be a number two.
Well, no, let's not say that, because Emmanuel Sanders is number one worthy. Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Wallace, Santonio Holmes,
Hines Ward were number ones there, though.
Where?
In Pittsburgh.
Mike Wallace wasn't the number one in Pittsburgh.
Right before Antonio Brown.
Hell no. Mike Wallace was a speedster.
He was the number one option.
No, and then AB came.
And then Mike got out of there.
You had Emmanuel Sanders was a role player. Mike Wallace was a role player. Mike Wallace was never a number one.
I swear he was.
Mike Wallace was there before Santonio Holmes left.
Right. And then Santonio left.
Santonio was number one for sure, for sure.
Yes. And that's when they got the
Because you had Santonio, you had Antoine Randall, you had Hines Ward, you had them three. Those were the dudes.
And Santonio was the rookie when the other two were there, right?
I think
Because Hines and Antoine were on that Pittsburgh team that won the Super Bowl in Detroit.
Correct.
And then they kept playing. And then
Santonio had his little situation. He went to the Jets. Mike Wallace was there.
Yeah, and he was the number one for a while, for like a year.
And then Emmanuel Sanders came out of Ole Miss. He was there with them.
And then Mike left.
So you had Mike, Emmanuel Sanders, you had Antoine Randall, and you still had Hines Ward. And then remember they had that tight end. The tight end was good.
Oh.
Who was it?
White boy.
Yeah. Not Tahib. Tahib was a Raven.
That's right.
What's his name? I can't think of his name.
It's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but they had a cool little squad.
But they do that rotation thing with receivers where like you start off at the bottom and then like you get your year to shine as one and then usually you go somewhere
else. But the cold part about Mike Wallace's situation, he never went nowhere and really solidified himself. I mean, because where did Mike Wallace play after that?
Miami with number one money.
He went to Miami, but I think he got hurt at some point while he was with Miami.
I don't think he wasn't playing full seasons.
Just recently in 2019, he was with the Eagles. He was hurt.
And he was on the Eagles this year?
2 years ago in 19. He was? Yeah, he was with the Eagles in 19. He got hurt. He ain't played since. He been out the league.
But I think that's what I'm trying to say, though. Like, you get to Pittsburgh and you do your thing there, and then you go get, like, number
it's
one.
It's like the Lakers. Bro, think of how.
I was going to say more like Alabama quarterbacks.
Nah, hell nah. Just think of the Lakers. We get guys while they're young, and then they move on from us, and they start booming. We got Ruben. We not Ruben Randle. We got Julius Randle. We got, what's light skin name?
Ingram? Lonzo?
We got Ingram. No, not Lonzo. We got Ingram.
But that's just it, too. Like, there's usually, like, one or two that come out.
Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah.
We got, even Buddy I play with the Warriors now, who we had.
I swear half the Lakers end up going up there.
I can't think of his name. Kent Bazemore. We had him. When he was with Atlanta, he was booming. You know what I'm saying? And we had all these cats when they was young, like, that we chose not to develop.
Yeah. I guess I see what you're saying, but the point I'm still trying to make is when you are in a certain team, in a certain system, in a certain environment, you can flourish way better versus going out and being on your own.
Yeah,
I agree. And that shows up in a couple places. Then there's the occasional one that still leaves, and there's like you go, okay, you really like you that guy. Like
yeah,
I said,
exactly. Like that's AB gonna stand out guy. Anywhere. Yeah, he gonna stand out anywhere. AB is just
he's great.
He's one of a kind talent. Yes. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna shine no matter where he's at.
Yeah,
and I felt the same way about. In a sense, Emmanuel Sanders has always paved the way for himself, too. Because when he got to Denver and he became the number one, I mean, he shined.
Was he really the number one or was he the number two behind Demaryius Thomas? That's what I'm saying. Like, he was number two, but he did really good in that.
Well, and we'll say, and he did. And we'll say, for the sake of career, Emmanuel Sanders is still in the league. Demaryius Thomas is.
Yeah, he kept getting hurt.
He kicking it.
Yeah, he couldn't stay healthy. He was supposed to be the heir apparent to Megatron, and then this guy named Julio came about.
Julio Jones ain't
gonna play. But man. I do remember like the hype around Demaryius. I'm like,
no, but Demaryius was cold though.
Whenever he actually like played, he was cold. But
the fact that he, you know, him and Megatron went to the same school, you know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Like, hey, we all right, they building wide receivers out there in the triple option.
Right. Who was going to say that? Yeah, no. We're running a triple option. We got a cold-ass receiver out here, though.
Yeah. Come to find out, you had you a Hall of Famer. A first ballot
first
Hall of
Famer. First ballot, as he should be.
Yeah. Still proud of that,
as
man.
As he should be. Shout out to Matthew Stafford, too, though.
What?
About to go crazy with the Rams.
I hope.
Shout out to D-Jack for signing with the Rams. He back at the crib. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Come on now.
I just want the stadium to open so I can go.
Football going to be crazy.
I just want the stadium to open.
Football's going to be crazy.
I swear. If Matt Stafford.
Then we see.
If Matt Stafford ruins this.
He's not going to ruin it, bro. Matt Stafford has been foolproof his whole career.
What?
Y'all just suck.
Who is y'all?
Detroit Lions.
Yes, they suck.
That's your home team.
And they suck.
Cheeks McGee.
They are. And I don't root for them.
Cheeks McGee, bro.
And I don't root for them.
But I'm just saying, Matthew Stafford wasn't a problem, though. He's never been a problem.
That's crap.
Bro, it's been years. It's been complete, years.
That's
it's been
horseshit.
It was years where all y'all had was Grover Quinn.
What?
Glover Quinn. That's all y'all had.
At safety?
For years. That's all y'all had on defense, period.
What do you mean for years? He was only there for like three.
Yeah. He was there for more than three, bro.
No, he
was. He was there for more than three. How long was he with the Texans? He got drafted by the Texans.
Yeah, he wasn't in Detroit. Years. He wasn't in Detroit that long.
He was in Detroit for at least 5 years, bro.
No, he wasn't.
He had to be. As good.
All right.
As good.
Let's do it.
As good.
I swear it's like 3 or 4 years. Let's see it, max.
Let's see it. Quinn.
There he is. Pro Football Reference.
Told you, at least 5 years. He was with Detroit for six, my boy. He played 10 years. He spent six in Detroit, my boy.
Really?
That's all y'all had. Him, y'all had Domazin Sue for a little bit. Y'all had Farley for a little bit.
Fairly new shit.
Exactly. Y'all drafted his ass and he ain't do shit for y'all, boy.
I know that. I was there for that.
I know it.
2012, I was there for that.
And look, he put up great numbers for Detroit. Y'all freaking suck.
They do suck. That's what I know. You telling me something. I know. That's why I got off that narcotic. Why are you telling me something? You think I don't know?
Bro. What the hell, my boy?
Yeah.
Come on, son.
So, Glover Quinn got there in 2013.
And he retired after the 18th season, bro. All
right, good for him.
He played there 6 years.
And said, I'm done. Cool.
F y'all boys.
Mind you, Matthew Stafford threw Calvin Johnson into retirement.
No, he didn't. It's cool, though. Listen. Let's shift gears here. Let's talk about the Cardinals. Because the Cardinals now have A.J. Green, D-Hop.
If A.J. Green can actually play.
Larry Fitz. A.J. Green going to play, bro. They got Larry Fitz. Christian Kirk. But their backfield made a change because Kenyon Drake slid to the Raiders, my boy. I don't know why they paid him $12 million, but. Because
it's the Raiders?
They tripping for that shit. But they paid Kenyon Drake $12 million to be a backup.
And that's the Raiders.
To be a backup.
The Raiders do this.
Bro, he getting paid more than Jacobs.
Really?
Yes.
More than Josh Jacobs?
He's getting paid more than Josh Jacobs, bro.
I will.
Josh Jacobs is due $3 million this year.
He's still on the rookie deal, right?
Exactly. So why would you pay Kenyon Drake $12 million to back your franchise up, basically?
Because you're not gonna not pay him $3 million,
bro. I'm not paying Kenyon Drake $12 million.
I wouldn't either.
That was a hell of a negotiation by his agent representative.
Of course,
What?
That's what they there to do.
Bro, he milked the Raiders, bro. He milked them boys, dog.
But the Raiders notoriously spend money outlandishly.
That was crazy for them. What were they thinking? And then
they gave their head coach $100 million contract
for 10 years.
Right.
Bro, he not gonna coach 10 years, bro.
Yeah, he will. It's no, the Raiders.
He's not, bro.
It's the Raiders.
Who is this? This is Chucky. He's not coaching 10 years.
Yeah, he is.
This is year four, right? Or year three. This is year four.
Four, because they just finished first year in Vegas.
Bro.
Cause he did the yeah.
F word, no. 10 years?
Bet you he get an extension after year six.
Imagine. Bro.
He getting the 10.
What's his name? All the Gruden. Got John Gruden.
Yes.
Signs three year extension for $16 million.
What?
What are y'all thinking?
After year six.
Come on, son.
Don't let the Raiders make the playoffs in the next 2 years. They're gonna
extend them, bro.
I know.
Bro, he gonna be coaches. He like 85, bro. Head coach, bro.
I know.
He gonna be like, damn, I should have retired. He gonna be back there chilling. Hell no. That shit wild. Bro, that shit wild, bro.
You're getting that's a scam.
That's a scam. Bro, that's a major scam. But hey, I ain't never gonna shit on nobody money, bro. Get your bread, but
I don't care about the money.
The fact that they about to really bread him like that, you're nuts.
Let that man make the playoffs.
Bro, this man's on $10 million. I mean 10 years, $100 million.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Bro, he getting paid more than players. Like,
he's like the only coach to get paid more than players.
Oh my gosh.
Except for like the quarterback.
That's crazy, bro.
That's funny.
That's crazy. That's crazy, bro.
I needed that laugh.
Since we gonna keep it in the bay, bro. What you think San Francisco gonna do after they made all these trades today?
Oh, they gonna draft the quarterback.
Who you think they're gonna snag?
Whew. Well,
I think Trevor Lawrence.
They're not getting Trevor.
No, what's the dude name from South Dakota State? Trey Lance. I low-key think they're going to take Trey Lance over my boy at Ohio State.
I think they might get Fields. Because I think Shanahan knows Fields.
They done chopped it up or what?
From what I heard, I was listening to different sports podcasts throughout the week, but like the NFL coaches put on like a QB, like Elite 11 camp in the summer.
Yeah.
So it's like Shanahan.
While he was in high school or what?
No. In college, they do something like that.
Okay.
So there's a rapport there with them. It's like Shanahan's there, McVay's there, and then like one of their other like buddies like helps put it on. Like undercover, super low profile. And I think Justin Fields is going number three.
And I'm not mad at that.
I'm not either. Now, what they do with Jimmy G?
Bye, Jimmy.
Oh, I know they're gonna get rid of him.
Jimmy G to the Jets.
I thought that was gonna happen already.
Jimmy G to the Seahawks.
Gross.
Jimmy G to the Bears.
Well, that's not happening because you know who the Bears QB1 is.
Bro, that's not their QB1, bro.
It is.
Bro, that's a QB1 if they don't sign nobody else, bro. That's it. That's the only way. That's him. Literally, that's the only way. That's him, bro. Aside from that, nah, my boy.
Andy Dalton is QB1 according to the Bears
Andy
Twitter.
Freaking Dalton, my boy.
By the way, bro, they really
you promoted about this man on social media like he they guy.
You want to talk about a scam? Dog, Andy Dalton got cut by the Bengals, went to Dallas to be a backup, got paid $2 million.
And how many games did he start, though?
He started, like, I think six.
Like, six games.
Yeah. Only because that got hurt.
But he showed his ass in, like, three of them.
He did.
I ain't going to stunt. He showed his ass in, like, three of them.
But then the Bears said, we're going to let Mitch walk, and we're going to pay Andy Dalton $12 million.
I'd have kept Mitch. I'd have took my chances with Mitch, bro.
Yeah. Like, Mitch Trubisky is better than Andy Dalton.
Mitch walked away to be a backup for a year. Because Mitch is going to be a starter again.
Yeah, I can see
Mitch going to be a starter. He's going to be on some Jameis shit. I'm going to go sit behind somebody.
I hope Jameis starts again.
Jameis is going to start this year. Although they paid that boy, What's his name?
You know I can't think of
his name. Although they paid number
Taysom
seven.
Taysom Hill.
They paid Taysom Hill some crazy bread, bro.
Oh my gosh. But that's he also has a very weird deal.
Bro, they paid him some bread, though. Like, they went, bro, they cut him a bag.
They cut him a very conditional bag.
I was about to say, where's my phone? Bro, look up his bag real quick. Taysom Hill contract. Oh, my gosh. No, hell no. Nah. We don't care about him being the guest speaker for nobody. There you go. Agreed a whopping contract.
There we go.
Let's see it. Taysom Hill got so guys, Taysom signed a contract extension with the Saints to remain their backup and their backup tight end. So he signed a four-year, $140 million deal with a $9.77 million signing bonus, $1.4 million guaranteed roster bonus, and $1.34 million base salary plus incentives.
But where is the catch to it?
That is nuts.
Because there's something else where, like, his contract is like.
Me and Taysom Hill, bro, Taysom Hill is our age, bro. And he's breaded.
He 30. I thought he was older than us.
Bro, he the same age as us, bro.
Oh. Well, look at him.
Out here doing it, getting his bread. Taysom Hill is breaded.
Hey, some of these NFL fan bases are getting scammed.
Scammy.
The Lions are always getting scammed.
Scammy.
Lions fans are getting scammed. The Saints fans are kind of getting scammed. Falcons fans are definitely getting scammed.
Bro.
You know who's not getting scammed?
Who?
Tampa.
Hey, all 22 starters have returned.
Duh! The first team to do it since the 80s.
All 22 starters have returned.
The only one that's not back is AB, but he doesn't count as a starter.
He was a starter, though.
No, he wouldn't.
AB was that dude, though.
He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Catch passes and shut up. That's all he was supposed to do. And stay at Tom Brady's house.
Kick it with your homeboy.
And he did all three.
Kick it with your homeboy.
He did all three. Flawlessly, actually.
Bruh.
Oh, Bears fans, they're getting scammed. What up, Matt?
I'm dead.
Bengals fans get scammed every year. Shout out to the Cincy boys.
What's up, my boy?
Shout out to the Kelly Kales.
What's up? Skirt. What's up, Kels? We got Bengals.
Stevie Andrew.
Weak ass Bengals.
Browns fans get scammed.
Tragic.
Jets fans get scammed.
Shout out to the Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets. Head ass. Fuck out of here.
Texas fans get scammed.
Man, they doing my dog dirty and shit.
Chargers fans get scammed.
Crazy, bro. Crazy.
It's just so much scamming. Okay,
so we had some NBA trades go crazy too, though.
Not as many as I thought. But the ones that did happen, I was like, oh,
it was interesting. Evan Fournier to the Celtics. Wasn't expecting him to even get traded.
Yeah,
Bulls went stupid though.
The Bulls said, "All right, Zach LaVine, you that guy. You're just gonna be our guy.
We're just gonna build around you, bro."
Yeah, I'm glad they did.
Bro, Wendell Carter was not it, bro.
No.
He wasn't it, man. They need, what's his name? I don't want to butcher it. Say it again.
It's like Nicole. It's not Nicole, but I know his last name is like Vucevic.
It started with a V.
Yeah, V-U-V, like, in a couple other
letters.
Nouns in there.
That boy said V-U-V with a
couple nouns.
Couple other nouns. But yeah, so Wendell Carter wasn't really getting it done, bro. I think that he just showed who he was his rookie year. We expected him to come out of Duke. You know what I'm saying?
Half them Duke guys though, they come out, you'd be like,
you never know.
Yeah, like they you got, never. Like, yeah, Duke is iffy.
Yeah, because you know Kentucky. Now, Kentucky guys come out 9 times out of 10, they going low-key be that guy.
The last couple years, though, they've been... But that's awesome.
Well, I mean, you got Tyler Hero. He came out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
You got Bam. It took Bam a few years to develop, though.
Yeah.
It took Bam a few years to develop. I mean, we all know Kyrie went to Duke.
Kyrie's like the last great thing to come out of Duke. Okay, Zion.
Yeah, Zion for sure.
But before Zion.
And I heard an interesting comment about Zion recently. I was listening to a podcast with Amari Stoudemire, and he just mentioned how Zion kind of lacks the knowledge of the game to really be as effective as he could be, because he relies on his athleticism to play the game.
Yeah, that's the downside of not playing in college for more than a year.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you don't.
College does teach you the game.
Of course, 100%. At its purest, in its purest form,
it does. And that helps. That's why, I mean, when you talk about, you mentioned Duke, like the old way of Duke was, you go there for 3 to 4 years, like
you work,
and then you come out as a smart NBA player.
Yeah,
you're ready to at least endure some things. You've seen some things. You've been around Coach K, who has been around everybody else.
Right.
So the preparation is truly there versus this one and done crap. It's like the one and done has been the demise of college basketball, and it's evident because you can't remember who's there because they're always rotating year in, year out. And on top of that, the top perennial programs are either not making the NCAA tournament now, or they're getting bounced.
Yeah.
Like, this year, for example. Like, literally, Duke didn't go, Kentucky didn't go.
Yeah.
Who has someone who does?
My man's
Kay Cunningham for Oklahoma State. He's, like, the projected number one pick, and they got bounced.
I'm going to be real, bro. I'm going to keep it a stack.
You don't know who he is?
I don't know too many guys.
Jalen Suggs. But he goes to Gonzaga.
Oh, Gonzaga been booming.
Yeah, he's like a projected top three pick.
Gonzaga been booming.
Actually, Suggs was on that team last year that beat. He was one. He part of played one of the teams that beat Sierra Canyon.
Yeah.
So he was destined for like greatness or whatever. But all in all, the Final Four is going to consist of teams with juniors and seniors.
Yeah, it's going to go
crazy. And it's been that way for the last several years now.
Yeah.
Last year they didn't have one. The year before, where it was Texas Tech and Virginia.
Oh, yeah, that shit was wild.
I didn't know anybody.
I ain't either. But, hey, them little white boys from Virginia was going stupid.
Yeah, they were.
They was going stupid.
And they played college basketball in its purest form. That game was actually low-key boring.
That one? You think so?
A little bit. Man, like, sometimes the appeal is just knowing who's on the court.
Bro, I ain't gonna stump, bro. When the world opens back up, bro, I can't wait to just attend an NCAA tournament game.
Yeah, because
I've been to a women's tournament before.
Okay, that's what's up.
But I've never been to the men's. Shout out to my dog sister, my teammate, my college teammate. His sister is Moon Urson. She played for Baylor.
Oh, damn.
She go crazy.
She played for Baylor?
She go crazy.
She good, dude. Oh, speaking of...
Moon go crazy.
Speaking of the ladies and scams, the women got scammed when they got to their hotels.
Bro, no. They got scammed from the jump.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When they got to the hotel.
As soon as they arrived, they were scammed. Before they arrived, they were scammed.
They were scammed on food. They were scammed on the dumbbells.
The weight room.
You mean
the weight set.
Dog, that weight set.
That was disrespectful,
that's
bro.
That's what you find at a Motel 6 gym.
Bro, you find that in a 60-year-old person's backyard.
Under some dust.
Because they walk with them hoes.
Under some dust.
Come on, son. Like, they play, but you got the men's got a whole little setup, bro.
Dog, they had a whole setup.
That's disrespectful, bro.
Beyond.
That's, bro.
I'm like, word. So, okay.
Hell,
what we doing? And I'm glad that they spoke up about that. And they're like, hey, y'all not even looking out for us, but y'all expect us to play.
And then the NCAA make these weak ass excuses talking about XYZ. They didn't have space. What do you mean y'all don't have space?
That's crap.
Y'all got nothing but space and opportunity to do what you got to do.
That's crap. And you can't say that the women's side is doesn't make money, because it actually does.
Yeah,
it may not make as much as the men. Okay, everybody understands that.
Yeah.
But between the $500 million TV deal that NCAA Women Tournament brings in and the women's championship game sells out every year, so you can't say that nobody doesn't show up. You can't say that.
Yeah.
They show up. And them games be live.
They be hooping, bro.
Shout out to Skylar Diggins when she went to Notre Dame.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Sky. Oh, Sky.
Skylar Diggins.
Skylar Diggins, boy. She was,
she's so pretty. So pretty.
Skylar Diggins, if you ever want to come on the show, baby.
What's up?
Talk to your boys.
Taya Cooper.
Hey, hey, listen, hey, 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 check this out, man. What's homie name? What's her dual name?
I don't think she with him no more.
Oh, cool. Even better. Even better.
But it was some dude that played for the Lakers.
You know what I'm saying? Who got into it with Grant, with, you know, somebody last night. You understand me? You know, whatever. Whatever. Whatever the case may be. The case I is mean, what
he,
it was.
He used to, like, he used to be this really dope NBA player. And then, like,
I mean, I'm going to say his name.
And then, he came to LA the first time in, you know.
Dwight Howard. Hey, yo, bro, your old lady, boy.
When I found out that they was together during that NBA bubble, I'm like, no!
She, boy.
I was crushed.
Listen, listen. Boy, look.
I was crushed.
Ooh, boy. Listen.
I was crushed.
Bruh, she, hey. Let me chill out. Let me chill out. I got my water right here, Crystal Geyser and shit. I'm thirsty. Let me drink it. Let me drink it. My bad. I'm back. I'm good. I'm Wait, good now. Thirst
on,
quench.
On a completely different note. Completely different. Did you watch that new Justice League?
I peeped some of it. You know, I told you I started it, but I didn't finish the whole thing.
I saw like pieces of part 5 of that damn movie.
I only got to part 2.
It's a 4-hour movie.
It's long. I ain't gonna stunt, bro. I've been on my 2K shit.
That's cool.
I've been playing 2K. Got my season with the Blazers. Hey, Dame Lillard, bro. Listen, you probably not gonna see this, but somebody you know might see this. But I just want you to come on the show, my boy. No bullshit. Just come on the show, bro.
That was a great request.
That was a great request.
That was awesome.
Bro, if we get Dame on the show. Dame. If anybody know Dame.
Dame.
Dame. Dang. We lobbying for Dame Lillard right now.
Dang.
If anybody knows Dame Lillard, hey.
Just tell him to call.
Just plug him. Just tell him to hop on.
Yeah, IG Live. It don't take much.
Dame Lillard, Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, Mark Dog. Marshawn.
Bro, either one of them. Both of them. Same time. What's up?
That would be.
What's up,
to get
man?
Dame and Marshawn, that would be.
Lit. Oh, my gosh. That would make my freaking year. That would make my freaking year.
I'm trying to think. Who else would I want? No, you know who I really want?
Who?
Aqib Talib.
That'd be hard. Duh. That'd be hard.
He got a podcast out now.
I know. I'll be listening to it.
Duh, he's so funny.
I'll be listening to
it. He's so funny.
But you know who we gotta get, bro? Just on some like West Coast California shit.
Yeah.
We gotta get Matt Barnes on here.
Oh yeah.
We gotta get Matt Barnes, bro.
Hell, DJ, come on. You from here.
Hey, DJ just talked to the homie.
Nick.
Yeah, he just hollered at Nick, bro.
Hey, Nick. Tell
we
DJ to come
DJ on.
We got
on here, man.
He lives somewhere around here. I don't know, but like, come on. Hook us up.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we just doing our little fan shout outs and shit.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, man, I think that along with free agency.
Yeah.
With LeBron being hurt, you know, NBA shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And AD's still out.
It's been some big name on both ends, on NBA and NFL. It's been some big names that we kind of, I won't necessarily grew up with, but have been cemented on their particular teams that have been moved or that don't even have teams. You know, we got.
Aaron Gordon got traded to the Nuggets.
LaMarcus Aldridge is about to be a free agent after his buyout.
Andre Drummond.
Rondo came back to L.A. as a Clipper. Yeah. Lou Will got traded to the Atlanta. Hawks. Like, that shit wild, bro. Lou Will.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Bro, I thought Lou Will was going to retire a Clipper. Like, no bullshit. I thought he was going to retire a Clipper. I don't get why they traded him, bro. Why you trade him for Rondo? I don't understand that shit.
I don't. It's the Clippers. Clippers fans get scammed.
It's the Clippers without Doc. Yeah. Cause Doc wouldn't have done that shit.
Hell no.
Doc wouldn't have done that shit.
No.
There's no way he would have agreed. But
no, but it's the Clippers.
It's the Clippers. Who you got winning the NCAA tournament?
Gonzaga. You know, in our group bracket challenge, Michigan. I want Michigan to win. I want Michigan to win.
Michigan's going to win.
That'd be great. Go blue.
Michigan's going to win.
Cool. Stop whispering. Stop whispering.
You went for Gonzaga, though.
I did.
You's a traitor ass N-word.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You're lying. Hey, my bracket is number one in the group, so whatever.
F-word you. Hey, I think Michigan will go get it, though. They deserve it.
They do. It would be great to see Juwan get the one that he never got.
Speaking of some weird shit. what's the doing that? Gary Trent Jr., bro.
Yeah.
He got traded at the same time, after the same amount of years with a team, to the same team that his pops got traded to, bro.
Oh, that's weird.
That's crazy.
That's weird.
Bro.
Who designed that one?
Bro, listen, all right. This might be above over a lot of y'all heads, bro. But it's cool. Somebody gonna catch it. So look, by design, naturally, mm-hmm. you know, we are who our parents are. You know what I'm saying? So we grow up, we emulate their mannerisms, whatever the case may be. Now, sometimes we follow their path. Mm-hmm. So Gary Trent Jr., his dad, Gary Trent, played and was drafted by the Blazers. Mm-hmm. You know, Gary Trent Jr., drafted by the Blazers, played 3 years with the Blazers. His dad was traded after playing 3 seasons with the Blazers to the exact same team that Gary Trent Jr. was traded to.
Who did he get traded to?
He got traded to the...
Did he stay in the West or go out East?
Damn, I don't remember. Let's look it up.
Google.
Let's go. There we go. Let's see it. He was traded to the Raptors. So Gary Trent Jr. was traded to the Raptors in the same amount of time, after playing the same amount of his career with the Blazers that his dad played.
Creepy.
Trippy, bro.
Very.
Very. But it's not foreign. It's not unfamiliar. Yeah. Like I said, naturally, you know, we emulate our parents in a sense. You know what I'm saying? We kind of follow their path just, you know, organically. So just how the universe kind of structured it, Gary Trent Jr. had the same path.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Lord willing, you know, he has success there and whatnot. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because Gary Trent Jr. is a baller, bro. He turned himself into a sharpshooter. You know, he came out of Duke, you know, one of those guys at Duke, similar to Seth Curry, mm-hmm. who was a sharpshooter, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully he
has success. Shout out to Seth, too, because it took him a minute
to come along.
But he got there.
He got there. He see minute who the type of player he is, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, he been a little hurt lately, but, you know, he'll get healthy. He'll get back to what he is. But I'm just glad that, you know, he kind of transformed and was able to.
You know who I'm also mad that's, like, not playing?
Who?
LaMelo.
Yeah, he effed up his wrist.
Dog, like, he was. That dude fun. Like, bro, when NBA season, like, comes back with, like, fans for real, oh, I am going to see the Hornets.
he's a baller.
I'm going to see the Hornets.
He's a baller, bro. Straight baller.
Yeah.
Like, no bullshit.
Yeah, like, I need the Hornets tickets.
Yeah, I think I think Michael Jordan even surprised himself.
He
with,
did.
With how well LaMelo been playing.
He did. He did. Also, MJ finally wore a normal pair of pants.
His should be baggy. Hey, shout out to producer G.
we need them Instagram stories back.
Shout out to producer G. You know, he's you know what I'm saying? Marcus Jordan. But whatever. I mean, it's looking like we might have hit our time. I don't know.
Yep.
But anyways, you know, but yeah, you know, what's your pick? So the NBA did release their little structure for the play-in, for the teams, you know, to make it to the playoffs.
What's the structure this year?
So basically, there's going to be, I mean, everybody's going to be, I have an opportunity to get into the playoffs. And after that play-in series or tournament, it's a tournament. After that tournament, then the playoff picture will be determined. And I think that although they did this due to COVID, I believe, in the shortened season, I think that eventually, or really after this, they'll probably end up going to it because it gives everybody actually a fair opportunity to get into the playoffs. And then, like, just, I mean, the true teams really be in. Because you can't, because if you think about it, and I think we talked about this when it came to NCAA football, the structure is a little flawed, you know what I'm saying? Because the teams that actually play well throughout the season and have really earned the opportunity to play for the playoffs don't always get that shot. So when it comes to you having a play-in, you really get to see, I mean, at the end of the day, it's you competing.
You compete, and it keeps teams from bagging it at the end of the year.
Right. You got to put it on. You got to keep it on. You know what I'm saying? So
it keeps you from... it keeps the fans from watching bad basketball for 3 weeks because somebody knows that they're not going to the playoffs, so they're not going to try.
Yeah, they're not trying. Or you see teams that get into the playoffs that really can't compete. But if you do something like a play-in, then all these teams understand that anybody could get in. Mm-hmm. So the competition level is going to be at a high for sure, guaranteed. So then you get in those positions to where you play these particular teams, and I can't recall exactly what the details are, how many times you played the teams for the play-in, if it's just one game or whatever the case may be. But being that that's the situation, it allows for some teams that may not have necessarily got that opportunity to be able to get in and compete for a chance to play in the playoffs.
Yep. So real quick, let's read this before we get the hell out of here. It says NBA expands 2021 playoffs with play-in tournament in each conference. Postseason will be expanded to include playoffs. Da, 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 da. All right, wait. What's the actual announcement? Excuse me, y'all. Oh, you know, I'm not even going to try to read that. The print is way too small, and I need my glasses.
So each team will play. Oh, go back down. Each team will play three games against each inter-conference opponent. So that's going to be 42 games total per team. Each pairing featuring two home games and one road game.
Oh, this is one home game.
Or one home game and two road games. Within each team's division, the league office has randomly assigned which two opponents will be played twice at home and which two opponents will be played twice on the road. All five teams from within the division will play all five teams from other interconference division twice at home, and all five teams from the remaining interconference division twice on the road. It's a little tricky. Each team will play two games against each interconference opponent, which is a 30 games total per team, which each pairing featuring one home game and one road game. As we know, this 2021 schedule will be released in two segments. The schedule for the first half of the season will be released around the start of training camp. The schedule for the second half of the season will be released during the latter part of the first half of the portion. We know that there's a 72 game season. You know, there could be games postponed due to the COVID situation. We know what happened on the All-Star break and how they handled that situation. But the teams with the seventh highest and eighth highest winning percentages in each conference will each have two opportunities to win one game to earn a playoff spot. The teams with the ninth highest and the 10th highest winning percentage in each conference will each have to win two consecutive games to earn a playoff spot. So it's definitely tailored to, I mean, really who just going to come and compete. Because, I mean, everybody has a chance. The 8th seed, the 9th seed, the 10th seed, the 7th seed. Everybody has an opportunity to play and compete. So, I think it'll be good for the NBA. It's going to be good for basketball.
It'll be fun just to see them do something at the end of the year versus, like I said, when teams start sandbagging, you go, all right, can we get to, you know, game one of the first round of the playoffs?
Facts. So, it's like, I think that – With this little scenario that they got, and like I said, granted, they came up with this due to COVID, but I think that with it being like this, if I'm an NBA executive, I got to consider doing this long term, because this is a good way, you know, for you to really see who the real champion can be, because it's going to be good teams, of course, but it's going to be teams that may not get the same notoriety, may not have the same national TV time, that can come in there and compete with those guys that have those greater records. They just don't have the opportunity. But when you put them on that stage, they might really shine and be able to kind of, you know, ride the wave.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And on that note, everybody, we love y'all. Don't get scammed.
Hey, but we love y'all. We appreciate y'all tuning in, being patient with us. You know, we want our little two-week hiatus. Came back with a vengeance, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that break was needed, too.
It was needed. And listen, we're going to be back next week. So those that tuned in this week and those that didn't, we'll see y'all next week.
See ya!
Bye!